Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. This is Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church, but you just heard that from the little pre-announcement, and I'm just so glad to have each and every one of you here with us today on the program. I've got Martita with me today. She's a regular. Hey, Martita.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing? Hi,
I'm doing good. Yeah, so glad to have you. It's our real intention, and for those of you maybe tuning in for the first time or whatever, here with Turn the Light On and the radio program, is always to build up the body of Christ, to encourage people to be more in the Lord, to do things for God. Right, Martita? I mean,
To let the fire, you know, get the fire in you hungry for the Lord and to have an amazing relationship with Him.
Yeah, I love that. So if you're tuning in today, we're going to always, it's a topical, you know, kind of a Bible study slash exhortation,
yes,
you know,
yes.
It's not always a study, but it's an exhortation where we're going to encourage you to do some things in your life. And we've got a topic today. Martita, you bring some whoppers. I tell you what, this one was like, what? Okay, let's do it. Let's get it going. So
if today was your last day to live.
Oh, man.
What would you do?
What would you do if today was your last day?
How would you live that day?
You know, I tell people this all the time, that every day is a gift.
Yes. Tomorrow's no guarantee.
There's no promise of tomorrow
or
for any of us.
Or the next minute.
Yeah. You know?
You never know when you have your last day.
Yeah. So you're saying if you knew that today was your last day on earth, I think we're asking everybody out there this question today. What would you do?
Let me... You know, I was praying. You know, I always ask the Lord, what's going on? Why are you bringing this up to me? Well, He brought me back years ago. Let's put it this way. Our oldest son is 37.
Right.
Almost 38. And this happened when he was 2 years old.
Wow. Okay. So 36 years ago.
Jeff and I, my husband and I, Jeff, went to Publix. And in the way to Publix, we had a heated argument. Don't ask me what it was about. To the point that we went to Publix, and I went with Jeff in one direction, and Jeff went the other direction. We're not talking. We're just...
Right.
You know?
Fuming.
Yes. So I gave Jeffrey a lifesaver, and he choked.
Right.
And he turned purple.
How do you choke on a lifesaver? I thought they're supposed to have the hole so you don't choke on them.
He choked. I am pounding...
I'm kidding, but it's kind of funny.
And then it was red.
Yeah.
So I'm pounding on this kid. I'm trying everything. He turned purple. I thought, I'm losing my child. Oh, my God. I still hit him.
Yeah, I know, man. Ooh, just thinking about it.
I'm losing my child. This young boy that worked there, boss boy, comes running. And then all this red stuff slobbers coming out. It looks like blood. The kid panics. He starts screaming. He's bleeding, you know. People go around us just watching.
Yeah.
And I scream Jeff's name.
Yeah.
I didn't care about anybody.
I know.
I just screamed Jeff.
I can hear that echoing through the store in my own mind. Because I've made a few yells like that myself.
You know, a gut-wrenching scream. Jeff was next to me within a second. I don't know where he came from.
Yeah.
And I'm trying everything. I handed him over. He's pounding nothing. So he put Jeffrey's stomach on his shoulder, and he jumped up in the air and went down. And when he went down, the stomach bounced off the shoulder, and that thing popped right out of his mouth, and he went, you know? Do you think we were thinking about the fight or trying to win the fight or what was going on? All we could say was
like, I'm not calling him. I'm upset with him.
Yeah. How
not gonna happen in that moment.
Our perspective totally changed.
Yes.
And it was, my son is gonna die in front of my eyes
yeah
with a piece of candy.
So he was literally, could have been his last day on earth that moment.
Last
easily.
Second. I mean, this went on for like a minute and he was totally purple. He couldn't breathe at all. And when he finally breathed, we hugged each other and we just, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, if you know you're going to die.
Right.
What would you do?
Sure. Who would you call?
Who?
What would you change?
Who do you need to reconcile?
Who would you reconcile? Oh, I love that. That is so good.
You know, because the truth is that the Lord gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
Sure.
Now, let's be honest. If it's a dangerous situation or whatever,
yeah,
you need to forgive and deal with that, but you don't have to live
with
yourself, this person.
Right.
You know.
There's boundaries.
So,
wisdom.
And
all
I have
that
verse in here somewhere. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me find it. 2 Corinthians 5:18-20.
Gotcha.
And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us the task of reconciling people to him.
That's so
For
good.
God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God.
That is so good. So, and why? Why are we doing this? Why do you think the scripture is there, Martita? It's because every day is a gift and people are losing their lives every day. People
yes.
are passing away. People are finding themselves exiting the planet.
Yes.
And there's really, it's so important that you exit well.
Yeah. And the way here,
there's
two
trails that you will exit this planet to.
Driving here, I almost got in a crash.
Right.
I could have been dead.
Yeah.
We just don't know.
You know, I can remember, here, I want to talk about the scripture. I do have a story though, but, you know, and all of this is a gift from God. The life that we have, Martita, is a gift.
Yes.
You know, and the gift of our lives is so important. You know, if we look at the bitterness and the anger and the frustration that is trying to live in people, it is living there because people have forgotten the gift of life.
Yes.
What life really is. And, you know, this ministry of reconciliation, I believe, is being talked about here in 2 Corinthians 5:18, and it says, no longer counting people's sins against them.
Yes.
You know, and if we're really going to let the rubber meet the road today, whose sins in the lives of the people around you are you counting against them?
Who have you not forgiven?
Right, and God has forgiven you.
That's right.
And he is looking for you to make the decision and the choice to begin to reconcile with those people who are around you and to stop counting their sins against them. Like you said earlier, we're not telling you to move into an abusive situation or anything, but you know what? Let's talk about unforgiveness for a second, because who does it really hurt, Martita?
It's the person that hasn't forgiven the other person.
Right.
If I don't forgive you, I'm holding myself in bondage to you.
Yes.
Okay? If you hurt me,
I could care less if you don't forgive me.
Exactly.
If I'm really just, if we're being honest,
yes.
A lot of the people that you are being unforgiving towards out there in your life, everybody who's listening, they could care less.
They live the
that
lie.
You don't forgive them. They're not upset. They're not in bondage.
No.
They're like, whatever. I don't even like them.
Is the person that hasn't forgiven.
Yes.
You say, oh, I feel this anger and bitterness and hurt and the trauma is stuck. That's because you haven't forgiven. The moment you forgive, the Lord can heal your heart.
Yeah.
And you can be set free to live your life and drop that baggage or that ball and chain that is attached to you.
Yes.
To get rid of it. I'm not saying that because you forgave them, you're saying it was okay.
It's okay.
What that
no, it's not
did.
Okay.
It is not okay. And if they hurt you and they need to go to jail, they need to go to jail.
Right.
What we're saying is you need to be free of that.
Yes.
And the only way to get free is by forgiveness.
Right. Do you know why you need to be free? Because you could be wasting your last day on earth
in misery,
mad, resentful,
envious,
jealous,
bitterness.
You know, and really we should be spending our last day on earth trying to reach as many people as possible for Jesus Christ in our lives.
Because when you go to heaven, the only thing you can take with you is people.
That's right.
It's the greatest of gifts
that you can bring to the Lord is another person. So that's why God is in the business of us reconciling relationships, and he wants us to enjoy every minute that we have.
Yeah, and I want to bring to that, how do we do that? Well, do it not out of duty, do it out of love the way the Lord did it. So I'm going to go to John 3:16. For God, and that is God the Father, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This is the agape love. This is unconditional love. Love by choice and by our actions. So what I'm asking here is let's do it. Let's reach out to people.
Mm-hmm.
Not because, oh, I have to go evangelize, but because I love people the way the Lord loves people.
That's so good. And you don't want them to perish.
Exactly.
Because it could be their last day.
If the building is on fire, automatically most people will say, come on out. You know,
there's somebody in there. Get out.
Yes. Or
run.
Somebody's coming in. You go, don't go in there.
Right.
The building's going to fall off or whatever.
It's on fire.
That's right. You do it automatically because you cared. You're a human being and I care for you. Let's reach out to people and share the gospel out of the same love because you know what? They're going to hell.
Yeah. Hell's real.
Yes.
Guys, gals.
And we want to bring them out of that, prevent them from going to hell. So they get to go to heaven and have a relationship with the Lord.
You know, hell wasn't created for people. You know, it was actually created for all the demonic entities and everyone that follows Satan out of heaven, you know.
Yes.
But if we don't choose, you know, to allow the gift of Christ's salvation to redeem us in our lives, you know, we will face an eternity without God.
So,
and that's why it's so vital.
So the Lord... Father God sent him Jesus to earth to die for us out of love.
Right.
And Jesus in John 14:31 says, but so that the world may know without any doubt that I love the Father, I do exactly as the Father has commanded me and act in full agreement with him. Get up, let us go from here. That's how he ended up.
Yeah.
Well, that's how we should do it. Completely out of love.
Yeah. And you know, I want to spend, if today is my last day, I want to spend it doing everything in agreement with what the Father has, just like you said there. I want to be in obedience. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, because there's nothing that I do that the Father has not already told me to do, and I am in direct obedience. And, you know, if I got to be honest, I'm not always obedient. Shocker, right? You look so surprised, Martita. Actually, for those of you, she didn't look a little bit surprised even at all. She just kind of smiled. Yep. And she's probably in the same boat, you know?
I argue with the Lord, you know? I'm like a, you know, like a kid when the kid argues with you.
Yeah.
I argue with the Lord. Really, Lord? Do you want me to do that? I don't feel comfortable doing that.
Right.
And we'll argue back and forth until I go, okay. And then I go do it.
Yeah.
But why can't I just say yes the first time and go do it? Because I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, when he says, go out there and reach out to that person and talk to them, I'm like, they're going to think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
About this. How many people out there have almost had their last day, but God redeemed them and saved them because they weren't ready, maybe.
That's right.
You know, they were not ready to face eternity. And out of God's grace and his mercy, he gave them more time for Jesus to try to infiltrate their lives and to save them. I saw that happen one time. I have what I call the Circle K ministry. There's a Circle K by my house, and I used to drink a lot of Mountain Dew. Now I'm drinking Coke Zero because of sugar. But I go in there, and I'd get a Mountain Dew, and I was there. I went and pulled up to the store, and this guy literally dropped dead on the sidewalk right in front of the Circle K, got off of his motorcycle and just hit the ground. Boom.
Wow.
And he was gone. you know, and they called 911. They had paramedics there, and you know, I other people were already on him doing CPR and things like that. And then the paramedics got there, but Lord told me I could literally stand inside the glass of the store from the inside, and I'm speaking over him. And the cashier and two other people were in the store, and everything kind of stopped in the store. Nobody was really coming in or out because they're working this guy right by the front door.
In silence.
And I'm literally, I slipped over, and I'm standing right at the glass, and I'm like, you will live and not die. In the name of Jesus, I call you back. I call you back to life, you know, in Jesus' name, you know. And I believe God had me there to speak life over him because maybe he wasn't ready. I can't tell you he was or wasn't. I don't know. For sure. But, you know, that cashier at the Circle K that day,
yes,
she saw something because they're like, we have a pulse, you know, and boom, 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 boom. They shoot off and throw him in the ambulance. And, you know, the same cashier was there because she told me, because I know her, because I was going in and out all the time. And she's like, that was incredible. She's like, I've never seen anything like that, but I believe your prayer worked. And Amen. Then she had that guy about 10 days later came back to the store to apologize. Hey, I'm really sorry for dying on your porch and, you know, just freaking everybody out, you know. But and she had the opportunity to tell him that, you know, somebody prayed for him.
Wow.
You know, and
what
stuff.
A
and, you know, I never got to talk to the guy, but it doesn't matter. God will use you in many situations and circumstances in this life to, you know, like you said, build people up, help people to reconcile, help people to stay alive through prayer a little bit longer so that Jesus can reach them. And now he's probably going home going, and the Holy Spirit's like, I kept you alive. You know, I
you
made
have a purpose.
Sure somebody prayed for you. There's a plan for you. You need to find Jesus. And he'll start testifying even in that guy's heart about Jesus just through the idea that somebody said, somebody prayed for you and you came back.
Yes. And the cashier.
And you don't know what he's experienced while he was out either.
You open the eyes of the cashier to a new world.
Yes.
And okay, I'm just going to say, people will say supernatural. It's not supernatural. It should be the natural for every Christian.
Yes, yes.
Because we are a spirit, and we are to do Jesus' work. So that should be our natural every day. It's a supernatural for the non-believer.
Absolutely.
Okay, because they are not there. But for us believers, we're walking with Christ.
Right.
He lives inside of us. Is the Holy Spirit working through us? That's the natural.
Yeah.
That is who we are in Christ.
Right. So I want to spin it again. You ready? You ready for this one?
Go for it.
So angel appears, tells you, you got 8 hours. I'm just being silly, but you've got 8 hours to live. Get your affairs in order. You know, God is coming, and we're going to take you to heaven in 8 hours. Who would you want to make sure that you were taken to heaven with you?
Oh, that is...
You only got 8 hours. I could think of 100,000 people maybe that I'd love to take with me, but who are the ones that are you got to know that you know that they're going to be with you in eternity? Who are those people? Let's talk about that for
that
a second.
That becomes... You know
who would be your number one, person? You know, I know my wife is saved, okay, so I know she's good, but all of my kids?
Yeah.
I think that's where I would start.
I will start with,
you know,
family, my children, my kids, to have a, you know how many times we think, I don't want to rock the boat, or what if they don't like me? At that point, you don't care. It's like,
oh, I'm not going to worry about hurting your feelings one bit at this point. I got 8 hours, and I got 20 more people I want to go talk to.
We need to talk, and I'm going to go straight to the point.
Yeah. I'm literally going to take you and grab you by the mouth and make you pray the prayer, you know? I mean, you're going to pray this right now with me, you know?
I'm not leaving this earth without you being saved.
All I'm saying is there would be a much greater urgency for you to reach that person.
You know, years ago.
And you would cross a lot more. Wouldn't you cross a lot more lines?
Definitely. There would be no lines.
If you knew.
There
is
no lines.
This is the last time I'm going to have to share the gospel with this person that I love, and I want to know that I know that I know that they're going to be with me in eternity.
You know, sometimes children are the best. I remember years ago, I had a friend that she was Jewish, and she was wild as could be. And I remember that we will talk about praying and all that stuff, and then my daughter, she was like seven, she said, "Have you accepted the Lord? Have you accepted the Lord?" And finally, she looked at me, she goes, "What is she talking about? Why are you doing this?" And I looked at her and I said, "We love you so much that we want to make sure that when we die and go to heaven, you will go with us."
Yeah.
And she was frozen. Tears. This is a rough woman. Tears came down. Excuse me. And she said, "Nobody has ever loved me that much to be that honest with me." And I was able to share the gospel with her.
Wow.
She didn't accept the Lord right there.
No.
But the seed
was planted,
there,
yes.
And she received it because it was out of love.
Right.
It was pure love and sincerity. And she was able to receive the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
Why, when we are preaching or when we're witnessing to people, are we making them feel bad? Or do they see the love that we have for them
so they can
receive the love of the Lord?
Right. Because I've seen many times where I've tried to share Christ with somebody and I could tell they weren't interested, but they knew that it was because I loved them that I was sharing it, and they were willing to stop and take the time because they knew that I wasn't just trying to cram Jesus down their throat. I think one of the greatest things that is an example of what the gospel is when we go out and we share the love of God, because and then when people feel like we're doing it because we love them, it's hard for them to reject you. You know, it's hard for them to push you away when they really. If you're truly a believer and you don't feel, if people don't feel like you love them when you're sharing the gospel with them, if you're just trying to beat the gospel into them, they're not going to respond.
Or when our
actions, it's the love of God.
Yes, when we help people and we're there for people without a second motive of taking something away from them or what are you going to give me?
Right.
But when they really see that you do things for them out of love and care.
And sincerity.
Yes, and it's true love. They'll come to you and say, yeah, what is it that you have that I don't
What's
have?
What's different about you?
I want to know.
Yeah.
And it opens the door.
Yeah.
Let me know how much you care before you know you show me how much you know.
Yeah.
Again, show the true love of the Lord.
Yeah, that is so powerful. Well, guys, we hope you're enjoying this. We're going to take a quick moment and hear from our sponsors, and then we'll be back to just close out the program.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. venue's located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
All right, everybody, we are back. What a great show today. I'm just so challenged by, if today was your last day to live, what would you do? Who would you talk to? Where would you go? You know, and we just really scratched the surface. I bet we could do a whole week of programming on a topic like this. But you know what, Martita? Let's just kind of wrap it up with a scripture. Let's kind of get everybody thinking, what is it that real deal thing that you need to know if it is your last day? Which none of us will really know that. Some of us may, but, you know, some won't.
And to be able to walk this in peace.
Right.
So let's go to Colossians 3, 12 through 16. This is a New Living Translation. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourself with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Let the message about Christ in all his richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts.
Wow. You know, that's the challenge, guys. We have just issued you the challenge of how to live every day, because you don't know if it's your last day.
Yes.
But really, we as believers need to live every day of our lives exactly as the scripture describes, clothing ourselves. You know, we've got to be tenderhearted as believers. We've got to be walking in mercy, kindness. We've got to humble ourselves. We can't be arrogant and prideful and gentle and patient. You know, it says clothe yourselves with love as well.
Yes, and be thankful. The message of Christ is the most important thing, to share the word of God and to have a relationship with him. Because when the last day comes, the only thing that matters is your relationship with the Lord.
Do you know Jesus?
Yes.
If you don't today, guys, please, yes, please, please take a moment and just say, God, I need you in my life. I want you, Jesus, to be my Lord, my Savior. I believe in you, and I give you entrance into my life.
Help me walk it out and become exactly who you want me to be and fulfill my purpose for you in this world.
Yeah, so good, guys. Hey, once again, what a great topic. This was crazy. If today was your last day to live, what would you do? So go out there and do that today. And we want you to know that you are loved here at Turn the Light On. This is Kevin and Martita. You guys have a great day.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.